FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A local macroeconomics researcher feels that Itakwini needs to embrace new industries that align with the fourth industrial revolution. Ntokozo Ndamande says the municipality is struggling to keep people with the necessary skills to grow its economy.
People have been moving to cities like Cape Town and Johannesburg because the city has concentrated on the traditional sectors such as the manufacturing and the logistics. So what it needs to do is to tap into critical sectors like the high-tech industry so that it can retain the skills that are there.
Ndebande is part of a research unit at the UKZN that compiles the Durban Business Confidence Index. He says the recent shutdown of several enterprises in the city has left local business leaders concerned. Ndebande says despite this, Durban remains a city with great potential.
If you compare the unemployment statistics, you realize that the numbers in Durban are lower compared to other areas. In terms of the economic prospects, I think Durban is lucky because it is positioned in a strategic location. It is home to the busiest port in Africa. So that shows the potential that the Durban has. It's just that it has not been able to realize its potential.
The Durban Business Confidence Index for the fourth quarter of 2024 dropped from 63 in the previous quarter to 60 index points. Now, the KZN Health Portfolio Committee says the National Department must take responsibility for medicine supply issues in the province. Officials conducted an oversight visit recently at the Provincial Pharmaceutical Supply Depot. Chairperson Dr. Imran Kika says they found that while overall stock levels are stable, alternatives are being used for some medications that aren't available. He says supply procurement falls under the National Health Department.
Some of those problems where the medicines are short from the suppliers, these are related to contracts that are concluded at a national level. The health minister must be drawn into the accountability ecosystem and must be made to answer for some of the issues that are ongoing in KwaZulu-Natal. We don't have insulin pens in the province. And there is a tender process that was concluded in December. But the Department of Health nationally is just dragging its feet as far as we are aware.
Last month, provincial officials told the KZN legislature that while there had been supply issues, there's no major crisis and no facility has run out of medicine. Now, two suspects are due to line up in a Pretoria court today in connection with the murders of six people in Soshanguve. Police say the community patrollers were shot by an unidentified group of men at the Marry Me informal settlement. Four people are still hospitalized after Saturday's attack. Meanwhile, families, community members and local government officials are expected to attend a memorial service for the six CPF members today. And wildfires in South Korea have killed at least 23 people and destroyed a 1,300-year-old temple. Authorities say a chopper crashed during firefighting efforts in a mountainous area this morning, killing the pilot. Tens of thousands of residents have been told to leave their homes in southern towns and cities. The country's acting president has described the wildfires as the worst on record and warned that the damages are snowballing. We've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Bafana Bafana, they've taken a step closer to World Cup qualification. It's bad news if you are a Liverpool fan, because Real Madrid in talks over finalising the signing of Liverpool fullback Trent Alexander-Arnold, and the Sharks welcome Leinster in the URC.